This is Ron LaRusso, your host. Be here for the next hour. Today we're going to get into the Beatles documentary, Get Back, that I have been totally immersed in for the last 2 weeks. We'll mix in some new music with the classics and our usual features, Phil's Pick, our one-hit wonder of the album rock radio era. All ahead in the next hour here on WMFO.
I'm a loser, baby. cause one's got a weasel and other's got a flag. One's on the pole, shove the other in a bag. With the rerun shows and the cocaine nose jug, the daytime crap of the folk singer slob. He hung himself with a guitar string, a slab of turkey neck, and it's hanging from a pigeon wing. But get right if you can't relate. Trade the cash for the beat, for the body, for the hate. And my time is a piece of wax falling on a termite who's choking on the splinters. So
week at this time is my friend Phil from Watertown. It's time for Phil's pick, where he makes a recommendation for a song he thinks we ought to be listening to. And let's check out Phil's pick right now.
Hi, this is Phil from Watertown, and you're listening to Phil's Pick. This week's tune is Until You by Ahi. Ahi is a singer-songwriter based out of Canada. He blends the raw passion of soul with the edge and innovation of indie music, best described as indie soul. So sit back and enjoy. Thanks for listening. Be safe and be kind.
Everything I've lost is all I've got. There ain't much I can give, but I'll give you everything. Anything you had, you gave me half. When I was living with nothing, you helped me believe in something. Didn't know what it goes alone on the outside. Every day is waiting to say it's about time I find one to keep. keep me warm. I was one of the wandering, trying to fight through the elements. Time stood still when you first walked in. Fate made plans I could never predict. I was empty, lost without a clue. Until now, until you. Never want to beg, still you lent your hand. Found me street penniless, you reached down and crowned me king. Didn't know where to go, was alone on the outside. Every day I was waiting to say it's about time I find one to keep me warm. I was one of the wandering, trying to fight through the elements. Time stood still when you first walked in. Fate made plans I could never predict. I was empty, lost without. Until now, until you. Oh yeah, yeah, and the mornings are golden as your heart. I was down in the darkness until you came along. Didn't know where to go, was alone on the outside. Every day I was waiting to say it's about time I find one to keep me warm. I was one of the wandering, trying to fight through the elements. Time stood still when you first walked in. Fate made plans I could never predict. I was empty, lost without a clue. Until now, until you. Everything I've lost, all I've got. There ain't much I can give, but I'll give you everything.
Step out the front door like a ghost into a fog where no one notices the contrast of white on white. And in between the moon and you, angels get a better view of the crumbling difference between wrong and right. Well, I walk in the air between the rain, through myself and back again, where I don't know. Maria says she's dying. Through the door I hear her crying. Why? I don't know. Round here, we always stand up straight. Round here, something came from Nashville with a suitcase in her hand. She says she'd like to meet a boy who looks like Elvis. And she walks along the edge of where the ocean meets the land, just like she's walking on a wire in a circus. She parks her car outside of my house and takes her clothes off. Says she's close to understanding Jesus. She knows she's more than just a little misunderstood. She has trouble acting normal when she's nervous. Right here, we're carving out our names. Around here, we all look the same. Around here we talk just like liars, but we
It's only in my head. But the girl on the car in the parking lot says, man, you should try to take a shot. Can't you see my walls are crumbling? And she looks up at the building, says she's thinking of jumping. She says she's tired of life. She must be tired of something around here. She's always on my mind. Right here. Hey man, I got lots of time. Right here.
Counting Crows song is Round Here, and we heard Phil's pick Until You before that here on Rock of Ages on WMFO. Well, I've been dying to get on the air to finally be able to talk about this. For the better part of 2 weeks, I have been lost in Beatle Land. I've been completely immersed in the documentary Get Back on Disney Plus. If you don't know about it, Get Back is a three-part, eight-hour documentary. It was produced by Peter Jackson, who directed the Lord of the Rings movies. And the footage was part of the Get Back project. I guess the Beatles decided that they wanted to perform live again after several years off the road. And so the plan was to meet for 3 weeks, write and rehearse an album's worth of songs, and then record it while performing live on television. The 3 weeks of writing and rehearsing were recorded, and the footage has been in storage unseen for 50 years. Now, I've been wondering why that's the case, and I can't seem to find out the answer. It's probably a rights thing, but anyway. Eventually, the live session television show was scrapped, and instead the band gave that famous rooftop concert, which turned out to be their last public appearance. The documentary may be the earliest recorded version of reality TV ever. You are literally placed inside the rehearsal recording studio, watching them create some of the most iconic songs of the 20th century right before your eyes. The footage is so vivid, and you're just placed right in the middle, like it's happening live, and you're sitting there watching it happen. And then, only when you break away from it, do you realize how long ago it was. Most of the people are long dead. George Harrison, John Lennon, Billy Preston, George Martin. And those who remain are in their 80s now. So there's this time machine effect, which is really, really intense. So these are my observations of episode one, which takes you through the first 7 days of the project. And there are some spoilers here, so nothing too crazy revealed, but these are my thoughts. Number one, you can see George Harrison being largely ignored and getting really ornery about it. He was the youngest Beatle, and you can see that he just doesn't have the same voice as the others. His suggestions are just kind of shrugged off. He came in one morning and said, "Hey guys, I wrote this song last night," and it turned out to be "I, Me, Mine," which is a very well-known Beatles song, as it turns out, but they just kind of shrugged it off, and that happened over and over again. He was so pent up that later that year, he released his first solo album, and it was a triple album, All Things Must Pass. I guess because he couldn't get a lot of songs through to get the Beatles to pay attention to them. Another observation, watching the creation of Get Back from scratch, you can see how so many lyrics were plugged into the melody before they finally settled into the ones that we all know and love. Some of the lyrics that we think are so profound were actually just kind of thrown together at the last second. I also, the documentary gives you a real good insight into John and Yoko. There are all these stories that her presence was disruptive to the group, and that's why they broke up. But you can see that although she's always there, she's sitting in a chair right with the rest of the band, she never says anything. And the interactions between her and the band were very casual and friendly, and there didn't seem to be much tension there at all. And finally, I think the thing you can see is they're all supremely talented, but Paul McCartney seems to be a head above. He is also the undisputed leader of the band, and you can see that over and over again. But when he sits down and demos Long and Winding Road and Let It Be, you can see the awe in the rest of his bandmates. Like, they know they're looking at something really, really special. If you are a Beatles fan, there is no way you can miss this. Get a subscription to Disney Plus, even if you have to cancel it after a month. It is worth it. So next week, I think I'll give you my thoughts about episode 2. Now I'm going to play a couple of songs that were featured prominently in the first episode. These are the Beatles on Rock of Ages.
Do your thing, man. I'm doing it all the time. I can't keep off it. Okay, what is it? 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, no.
What are we doing?
Sorry.
Don't let me down.
Yeah. Is that what we're doing?
I was just into
do a nice big for me, you know, to give me the courage to come screaming in. 1, 2, 3, 4. Don't let me down. Like she do me, ooh, she do me, yes, yeah, she does. And if somebody ever really loved me, ooh, she loved me, yes, yeah, she does.
Don't let me down.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, life changed them. Temple lift.
A song that was written literally overnight by George Harrison and went largely ignored and kind of shrugged off by the rest of the Beatles when he brought it in the next day, but it did somehow wind up on the album eventually after all. That is I, Me, Mine. And before that, we heard Don't Let Me Down, the version from the Get Back sessions. It's been available on record for a while, but now in context, having seen the documentary, you really understand it on a different level. And by the way, Billy Preston, who's just stopped by the session there on keyboards, doing a really fantastic job on that record. Next week, I will give you my impressions of episode 2, and I really am looking forward to that. Well, let's go from the classics to new music. Band of Horses is a legend in indie folk circles that you may not know about. My son Nick is a huge fan. They have a new album coming out in January called Things Are Great. It's their 6th album, almost 6 years since their last one, which was 2016's Why Are You Okay? And the band claims that the layoff has allowed them to get refreshed and also reassemble with some new members. Last week, they released their 2nd single from the album. This is new from Band of Horses on Rock of Ages.
And it's bad. shit's crazy. You're dealing with a dilemma and running out of air, but holding it all together with a piece of tape in need of repair. It's not enough, it's not enough, even in the night I'm from Earth. The ones you love,
she likes to laugh.
That's the song that put Bon Jovi on the map. It's called Runaway. And before that, Band of Horses, a new one from them. The song was called In Need of Repair, and their new album will be coming out in January. Here on Rock of Ages on WMFO, good morning. This is Ron LaRussa with you. Thank you for joining me today. If you are in the Boston area, you can listen always on the radio at 91.5 FM. We're also available streaming live or on demand for up to 2 weeks after the show on WMFO.org. And I really do appreciate that you listen and love to have you aboard. Well, let's get to our one-hit wonder of the album Rock Radio Era. It's a feature we do every week. The New Radicals were an American alt-rock band formed in 1997 in L.A. The band was centered on frontman Greg Alexander, who wrote and produced all of their songs. They released only one album, 1998's Maybe You've Been Brainwashed Too, which included this song, which was a chart-topping album rock radio hit. Tired of touring and promotional interviews, Alexander disbanded the group in 1999. Even before the release of their second single, he decided to focus on writing and producing songs for other artists, which he's done fairly successfully over the years. Since their disbandment, the group has received many offers for a reunion tour or a new album, but Alexander has repeatedly turned them down. However, they did finally reunite for a one-off performance last year, if you recall, at President Biden's presidential inauguration. This song has gotten a lot of praise from other artists. In the liner notes to her 2004 compilation Artist's Choice, Joni Mitchell praises You Get What You Give for rising from the swamp of Mick Music like a flower of hope. And also in a Time interview, U2 lead guitarist The Edge is quoted as saying, You Get What You Give is the song he is most jealous of. I really would love to have written that, he said. And in fact, when I first heard this song, I thought it was U2. Our one-hit wonder of the album rock radio era, The New Radicals, You Get What You Give on Rock of Ages.
Wake up, kids, we got
from the album The Captain and Me, the Doobie Brothers. And before that, our one-hit wonder of the album Rock Radio era for this week, You Get What You Give by the New Radicals. On Rock of Ages here at WMFO. Coming up next, we've got some music news, and also we'll talk about this week in rock history. But first this.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Is this tree good for climbing? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by nFamily Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
In music news, Carlos Santana has canceled his residency at the House of Blues in Vegas for the rest of the month due to an unscheduled heart procedure that he had last week. He had chest pains last Saturday, which prompted his wife to take him to the hospital. His manager reported that he is doing fine and expecting to return to the stage in January. Carlos is 74 years old. This week in rock history, actually today in 1877, that's right, 1877, with his new invention, the phonograph, Thomas Edison recorded Mary Had a Little Lamb, which was believed for over a century to be the first known recording of the human voice. However, in February 2008, an earlier recording of Au Clair de la Lune came to light. Also on this day, the Rolling Stones headlined the Altamont concert at a speedway in California. It was a free event with Jefferson Airplane and Santana also on the bill, but it turned violent when the Hell's Angels motorcycle gang, who were hired as security, killed a crowd member. The concert was documented in the Stones movie Gimme Shelter. On this date in 1988, Roy Orbison died. And in 1994, Bush released their really excellent album, 16 Stone. And also on this day in 1977, an album that was really an album rock radio experiment was released when Jackson Browne released a live album of previously unreleased songs. Usually live albums are concert captured and they feature songs that everybody already knows. This was a release of unreleased and unrecorded previously songs. The album was Running on Empty, and this is Love Needs a Heart from Jackson Browne on Rock of Ages.
To walk away from you, leaving behind the life that we'd begun, I split myself in two. I can cry with the best, I can laugh with been looking for mine. I hope it finds me in time. Hey, love. I need a heart.
Hey, love.
I need to find.
The angel.
the band is Live, and that is Lightning Crashes, and before that, Jackson Browne from his recorded live album, Running on Empty. Love Needs a Heart here on Rock of Ages on WMFO. Well, that's all the time we have for today. Hope you enjoyed today's show, as much as I enjoyed bringing it to you. This is Ron LaRussa. Join me again next week, Monday morning at 8 o'clock, for Rock of Ages. Until then, have a great week, a fantastic weekend, and we'll see you on the other side. Take care.
This is Freeman Dyson, and you're listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio.